Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Another Tuesday night. Alrighty. 504-7032. Hello? Hello? Okay. All right, we can barely hear you, Clyde. So you're on the Quinn phone. All right, 504-9736. That's Wes.
What's up, baby? You got something for me, baby?
All right. Chat. What'd you say?
I said hit that power button, hit that stop button.
Oh, not yet. Probably this week. We'll be on. Yeah. It's close. Real close. Let me get this on mic. 504-3308.
That's all.
All right.
Ron on mute.
It's a quiet night tonight, man. We got about 9 callers tonight.
Yeah. Wait till the 19th, baby. The month is the month.
Yeah. Two more weeks. Two more weeks will be the 60th. Yeah, so it'll be quiet. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing. On the topic of the show, who's scared of who?
Well, you know who I'm going with, baby. Mo Jesus.
There you go.
It ain't easy being Jesus. I'm being Jesus.
I'll take that bet.
You got it, big name.
I don't really know who you're running. Well, Mississippi people. At the beginning, then you had some Louisiana guys at the end. So, everything go right. Everything should. A lot of people can sit back waiting. So, let's wait to see. Latmore got that no prep this weekend. That's all I got happening. Then next weekend you got 12th and the 3rd. Boo Boo got a race at Steele. And then Smoke and Mika at Sunday at Finish Line. And back of the track at No Problem Raceway is next Saturday also. On the 13th.
I might check that out.
But I get pressure, I might make an appearance there. Be real close, you know.
You're doing both of them, not the Christmas tree and the back of the
truck? Would they change it? I think they're just doing the back of the track.
Right.
I thought that's just what they was doing.
So I thought they raced from the other side and then later on.
That was, last year, when they did it, they did both of them. But I think this is just the back of the track race. If I'm not mistaken. Let me look and see. just posted in the group. I thought it was just the front. I mean, this back of the track.
And then I'm going to do the front and the back.
I'll find out 2 seconds. Let's see. Sorry, man. Well, when you're looking for something, you can't find it. Okay, there's no problem. Back of the track. That's it. Back end race. Gates open at 6. Drivers meet at 8 p.m. No, it's just at the back of the track. For this one.
All right, so it's another midnight madness.
Yeah, it looks like they would have. I guess it's so hot. I guess that's why they're just not worried about trying to do anything on the front side.
I'm not mad about that. I am not mad. I would be not mad.
It'd be
going
hot
out
as
that
the
night.
Heat, boy. You know, it'd be scorching out there. So.
I wait till like time up.
And I think then the 20th, you know, obviously Louisiana versus Mississippi.
Yes, sir. And the show went off kind of early last week.
Man, I hit my, I got these earbuds in, and if I press a button, it hangs the damn show up. And once I hang up after a certain time, I can't get back on either. So that's what happened. And
these, everybody was still talking and just went off. Thanks for
listening. Yeah, because I went to adjust these little earbuds. So when you press on them, it'll turn off. It'll hang the phone up. So I went to adjust them and boop. I try not to touch them after. It's after 9 o'clock. So from 9 to 10, if I hang up, the show ends off. You all get off. You can't get back on. That's like the little extra hour they give us for talking. So from 9 to 10. So but I hit her like damn.
Pushing the load,
I'm trying not to. I hit them periodically through the show. I'll touch them and it'll knock them off. And I'll be like, damn. I call back. I'll be hoping I didn't miss anything good.
Yes. Probably got a lot of people mad and left strip behind that.
Some people mad, probably mad at me. But yep. So I thought it was gonna be a little action tonight with the rain, everybody probably sitting at home bored. Everybody trying to get some iron pressure. That's what I need to be at the mess of this damn show. Yep.
And where's my boy Highline?
I don't know. He ain't on here yet, man. There's not too many people on tonight. It's kind of dead tonight.
Alan 9 on there. Hot Ryan ain't on there.
Oh, kind of laid back. My car. All I gotta do is put my exhaust back on now. Wasn't gonna put them zoomies with that Pro Charger, but I ain't gonna do that. Just gonna put one big exhaust. Yeah, I'm gonna start talking. I'm gonna get quiet on here. I'm gonna start looking on the internet. Tell y'all, I'm not no boom. I'm not long-winded. So I better press the one button and start giving some conversation.
Boom, ain't got no air pressure at all, man.
Hold on, when he got all pressure, he'd be on here talking.
Man. I need to take a ride out there by Boom Shop and try to help him get some air pressure on Fox Dog.
There you go.
He's talking about his twin brother. His twin Fox Dog. What's up, man? Nobody don't want no twin Fox Dog. Want the real Fox Dog.
Yep. Correct me. Nobody don't want to. They want him. You saw that car get loose at Rumble in the Jungle?
What that is? Never heard of that.
That's that race. That car was doing a burnout in it. Jumped sideways when it was doing a burnout, like they cleared the damn staging lane. Hmm.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's pretty. So, yep, pretty crazy.
Your dad, you talking about that day?
You what? Oh, talking to Uncle.
So, I was asking something.
I don't think he heard you.
Big day, juice over that day.
Everybody in the house.
Oh, all right. Man, come on, y'all. Y'all say something, man. Anybody, man. Hot rod,
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah. Ain't nobody on here, man. They quiet. Shit. Nobody want to talk.
Last Tuesday night, they had a big old odds and trucking and odds and about racing and stuff. Now they don't want to do nothing.
Tonight they did. Oh, man. Shit. Quiet, quiet. Shit, there ain't nothing now. Quiet tonight, man. Damn. Oh, shit. Crazy, crazy, man. I don't know.
Not even Allen.
Hmm?
I said, not even Allen.
Yeah, Allen. Allen ain't been on here. Wow, man, I don't know where he at.
He got somebody on the talk. He got the dog, bro. So at least somebody
talking. Oh, yeah, no, that's my little mutt. I got one of them. You know, 504-2275. Just Mo.
Okay.
What's going on, fella?
Not quiet as a mouse. Church.
You know how you, that's how I get when it gets close to Reese.
Dude, there ain't nobody talking, boy. They was talking noise last week. Everybody's cutting up. There ain't nothing. It's quiet now, man. And I don't know where Mika at. She had that race in Mississippi. I guess the rain. She gonna come take this tongue lashing.
Hey. I hope she get on here, because I'm sure going to lock her ass in.
Ooh. She probably not going to get on there. She knows it's not EPG. That's why. That's why she ain't going to get on there. It is too hard to be G.
Well, let's see.
She posted that picture of the Animal Planet. Of course, you got coming. It's called Animal Planet because majority of motherfucking turtles.
The one I see, huh? I was like, ooh, okay. Yeah, I mean.
It'd be in Mississippi, half behind Lucas and the junkyard, the virus, motherfucking track, and then knowing it's Slick Side track. Come down here. We're
gonna have some prep on the back. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna be, I hate to say it, but sounds messy, but I think it's gonna be kind of like what happened for when we went over there. They're gonna have maybe about 8 or 10 calls for Mississippi show up. And I don't believe none of their hard hitters is coming.
Well, I think Marvin gonna come. Marvin gonna
damn
come.
Marvin.
I know Black Mamba coming. I know Gerard coming. Fuck. So they.
Well, you cutting out, Mo? If you're the, on the earpiece or
yeah.
In a bad area.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said I know Rent coming, Fools are coming, Clyde, Black Mamba, Gerard, Love Truck.
Oh, okay, there you go. Well, that's good. Shit, that's good.
Ronald coming. Ronald Simmons coming.
Him and Hot Rod got some beef.
187 coming.
Oh shit! Yeah, but that once again, not to sound messy. That line, that them cars can't fuck with that lineup you just posted.
Yeah. I told them that. Look,
hey,
Jamie,
that's how you need to do it. If they ain't got but 8 or 10 of them cars, that's a line you need to put on, because that's how they did us when we went to Mississippi. They put all their hitters up against some boys and put them hitters on them. Get their ass, send them home quick.
I don't like how they handle us when Louisiana went up there by them. Hey, you know what I'm saying? They handle us like you.
Oh, no, I ain't had no car, so I didn't have no say so. I didn't like it either. But, hey, it's cool. Hey, calm as a bitch.
hey, like Smokey said, payback is a motherfucker, ain't it?
Yep. Problem is, our cars halfway hungry, they cars over there, but fuck, down here on these tracks, them are in trouble.
Exactly.
Oh, hang on, I think there's a 601-0621, who we got?
What's going on?
Oh, it's Cody.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Gonna eat something?
Well, all right. You want me to catch these mics? 504-7272, who we got?
What I do, baby boy? Shake them all calling in.
All right, chill. What's happening? And,
I'm chilling, buddy. Baby.
Go down. I got one more mic. 225-0731. That's Boo Boo, huh?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, one more. 409-9582, who we got?
It's me, Glenn, over in Texas. Since you was picking people in, I figured I'd hit the one. What's going on?
I'm doing good, Mr. Glenn. How about yourself?
I'm good. Old wig splitter coming along?
Yeah, we close, man. I'm about to put my exhaust on. I was going to put them zoomies on that pro charger, but I'm going to go ahead and just put the big pipe out the side.
Don't want to scare them too much, huh?
Yeah. Yep. That's all I need. A lot of work putting them zoomies.
Yep.
Yep. That's it, man.
Hey,
Cody, what y'all
bringing
down?
I don't know yet.
I know y'all coming with Don truck, huh? Hot rod? Y'all still going hot rod?
I don't know. Ain't nothing locked, so I don't know.
No. We got a week.
I mean, that truck won't compete with the damn cars, the caliper cars that's going to be there, so. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What, see old George got him a win, huh?
Yeah. He got him a little win on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
He's been fighting with it for a while. I'm glad to see him get
it. Yeah. Like every time he goes, like, he look at the gremlins coming out on him.
That's right. It'd be like that.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you're going to take you got issues.
Yep.
Nothing ever go right.
That's right.
Yep. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Charlie's still going to be out of town, so we ain't going to bring him here.
Who is that?
Charlie, the little red car.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
He's still going to be out of town, so we ain't going to bring him here. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yep. Working on nothing new, Cody?
What are you doing, fishing?
There you go. Shit, I'm trying to go fishing.
Pretty damn hot.
Yeah. Right. Burning up, man.
We ain't done a burnout nothing since we seen y'all at the track last time.
Yeah, well, that was the last time I've been to the track. I get in the shop. I was trying to finish up some stuff on my car. It'd be getting hot in there, boy.
I know.
In front of
do anything.
Do a little bit. And my dad like, we're going to put some air conditioning in here. I said, you ain't lying. And we passed one up, but it had one of them package units. A guy was selling for like $600, a 5-ton.
Oh, man.
He should have bought it. I said, man, we don't need that. I should have put that sucker in his molly right outside the shop, plumbing right in the shop.
That's right.
But,
hey, just while you're in there, you ain't got to have no duck or nothing. Just run it in the shop.
No, that's all I was going to do, run it and let it shoot it. I was going to build like
that's
a little.
Just let it blow in the shop.
I was going to build it up about 3 foot off the ground so it can shoot.
Yep.
You know, keep it for that last flood. We got about a foot, so I don't want the water. I just let it shoot in the middle of the wall. Just let it shoot right into the shop. I'm gonna put it on that back end and shoot it toward the doors.
That's right.
That'd have been perfect.
Yeah,
I'd say 2020. And he was like wanting to go get us. I, you know, I should have put it back. I got another shit I wanted to do. Want to put my lean to on the back where I could get some more room. Move stuff around. But... oh, well.
Yeah, that's right.
How kind of a space you get? Always accumulating junk, man. I swear.
Yeah.
So much you filled up, and that ain't even that big of one. It looked big when we first built it. After that, so much shrunk.
Yeah, I already know. I got a pile of shit I need to sell.
Yeah, I got so much shit, and then so much stuff from work. All the extra parts I bring home. Yeah, it's quiet. Yeah. Well, there ain't much to say, talk about. Street car?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I got rid of it.
What? Damn.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. You wouldn't have bought a boat?
Yeah. No. I got another little car, but I ain't done nothing with it yet.
Yeah.
I thought about throwing it together, bringing it down there, but I don't know.
You got a Mustang?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you said, heck, I've been out on the water. We've been fishing and stuff. I ain't felt like messing with it. Too dang hot when I get off work, working in a shop all day on them raggedy 18-wheelers. I ain't felt like working on stuff when I come home.
Like me, I'd be in them houses working. It'd be hot as shit.
Yep.
Get home.
Yep.
I don't feel like messing with that, man. I'm tired.
Yeah, no, it's too hot.
Should drain you. I'm not in the sun. I'm in the heat, but it's still.
Yeah.
I get home, I just want to relax. You know?
That's right.
I go by the shop, sit down for a few minutes. You know. I'm like, shit, I'm go home. All my finger
right.
With one little thing. I try to mess with one little thing, but I just can't get motivated. So damn hot, you know.
Oh, I know exactly.
Only good thing is
mosquitoes
wasn't that bad this year. It was only a good thing. What about when we first built that shop a couple of years back? Man, the mosquitoes. Couldn't, during the summer with the doors open, shit, your ass get ate up. I don't know what they're doing this year. But it ain't that bad, but it's hotter, it seems like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't talk at the same damn time. It's Riddell at that bike fest this weekend. I heard there's some badass bikes over there. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, Jamie.
Oh, I'm about to say, because I was talking a little bit and ain't nobody responding. I said, damn. Been quiet as something going out here. Shit.
Hey, everybody got the memo that the track got glued. That's why everybody ain't got quiet.
I don't know, dude. It's just too quiet. Damn. Yeah.
Break it.
Ain't nobody out here. You have a little conversation before 8 o'clock. Like I said, I ain't boom, so I don't have all that long wind. So. What the hell, man? That's so damn quiet. Well, I hope to make it. I think I'm gonna make it. So, out there. Well, shit, I've been talking to Famika. I definitely got a show, but something.
you got your eyes on, Jamie?
Oh, oh shit, I'm just, if I can get down the track, shit, if I can, if I can, if I make some power, I don't want anybody, shit, eh? I'll let y'all handle all the heavyweights.
Hey, I ain't looking for you. Shit, I ain't so we could have a problem going down the track.
Oh, no, I'm going to change a few things, so.
You put that Hemi head, big block on there.
Yeah, I put with them and I run them two different spark plugs, as they say.
You gotta run a blow-off valve on each primary.
Yeah. Let's see, man. I want to have some fun. Let's see if it run. I ain't they do all right. I'll throw it all in any of it. Don't matter. Huh?
I know that ain't my bro Mo Jeezy, huh?
Yeah.
What's up, man? Man, big bro.
Hey.
I was quiet until I heard your voice, bro. You know I went to Prentice Sunday.
Because
I won the lineup thing, so I had to go get my little bread. But, man, say, bro, please do it my honor. Ronald talked real spicy. I don't know if you heard my live feed. But he was shooting that hot rod and locking and also said, I'm not worrying about nobody that's there. I said, so what about Travis Moe? That boy came out his mouth. I don't know because he figured he was on camera. You know how the camera get niggas, you know, alcohol credit. He said, I'm not worried about Mo neither. I said, boy, I had to ask him, what you drinking? Oh, my cup empty. I said, well, what were you drinking? Man.
What car are you talking about?
The Burgundy Camaro.
Tell Ronald, he got everything in reason.
I said, it's on my live feed. I said, Ronald, is you serious? What you drinking, bro?
Man, I ain't worried about none of y'all, man.
I said, Ronald, you can't even get down the track right now. All that popping and shit you doing.
He was at the track?
Hey, I got the videos on my page.
Hey,
and I ain't holding no. Look, we got the same
tune,
and I ain't holding
hands. We got
everything in reach.
We're going to
get back to the roots of this shit. Well,
we're crazy. Ain't no such thing as two cars can't reach. Exactly.
You right.
Coach Osteos always said that. Man. Hey, bro, I was laughing. I said, bro, you serious? Okay.
Hold on. We need to get that popping. It's on my live, bro. Man, look, no, I'm about to get him on the show. Hey, I ain't signed to Capitol Records. Let me get this popping. Hold on, one second.
Oh, shit. Get a little action on here. Shadow, stop.
Hold on.
What do you want?
Oh, I don't delete nothing.
Yeah, I'm about to go back on your page and look.
Hey, bro, I ain't been messing, but you're a big dog on my live. Let's get it cleared out. You said you ain't worried about none of them. I said, so more than that, I ain't worried about none of them. Okay.
You know what happened when you... when you open the gate.
But the crazy part is, I didn't even tell him nothing. He came to me with it. First it was Hot Rod and Lockett. Man, y'all ain't got enough for us up here. I said, bruh, y'all came, when we came, had that other race, we didn't have nobody here, bruh. We didn't have
no calls.
I said, bruh, we didn't have no nobody calls here. So,
he had a couple of decent, that little cage boy, Jacob boy, or whatever. He had a decent little running call. You had Lockett was there. We had some, but, you know, and a couple other calls.
Yeah, but
it besides
the calls they had, that old, you feel me?
No, they had hitters.
They
wouldn't put
equal,
all hitters
they
on first.
They
wouldn't
equal to the calls we had.
No, and they were used to the trap.
I didn't even tell him nothing. He came to me. He saw me on live. That's what it was.
Hang
he
on a
got
second.
Dead in the camp.
Hey, I'm about to call him in. Hang on a second. Watch this. Let's see if he answers. Shadow. I'm going to slap the piss out of you. Aggravate me while I'm on here. Hang on a second. Let's see.
Oh, do you want to see?
Hey, Ronald.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Ronald.
Hey. Ronald.
How you doing? This is
Shake-A-Mall.
Who?
This is Shake-A-Mall. How you doing, buddy?
You on a talk show, Ronald?
Man,
on a show on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Hey, Ronald. Louisiana sweet, huh?
What?
Louisiana sweet, huh?
Louisiana sweet.
Yeah, from my live feed. Remember when you had your cup in your hand at the start line? Talking about how you got to flip Hot Rod and Lockett, and I said you can't compare them calls to when we came down there running y'all, because y'all thinking y'all going to come to no problem on a 20 and fuck us up. You was like, man, y'all coming, you know, fuck over some shit. And I said, well, what about Mo and Travis and all them there? You was like, man, I'm not worrying about none of them. You come and show out, right?
We never even talk about Mo and Travis, man.
It's on my live feed, man. You serious?
We ain't never talking about no more Travis, but, I mean, I'm coming out there to stay in my class. I mean, I like me and Mo, you know. I mean, Mo, I might, but, you know, I try him in my blue car whenever I get it back going. But until then, see, I can't fuck with Mo or Travis.
Oh, that had to be your cup. But it's all right. I'm going to tag him on my live feed. It's all right. It's on my live feed, yeah.
No, it's probably on your live feed. Me talking about Mo and Travis.
That's on that.
Did you? But why you didn't call me to talk about Hot Rod? So what was the main subject?
Oh, I just did.
Okay, well, you chime in for what? I mean, what you? I mean, I said I'm a runner.
I'm trying to see if you're gonna stand on that on a 20.
Yeah, I'm a runner. Hot Rod. What are you talking about?
With Hot Rod and Lockett too.
Yeah, I'm going to run Hot Rod and Lockett.
All right.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm going to run them. I promise you I'm going to run them.
So that was like the way that Drake, when you were saying you wasn't worrying about Boyd.
Hell no. I mean, here, they me and
you didn't say you were running. Yeah. You just said you wasn't worrying about
them. Exactly. Is you worried about me?
I'm not. I told you that on my live feed.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So, what is the big deal? Because I said that. If I said it, I don't remember saying it.
We just wanted to hear it out the horses, now. You know, you said it on live, but everybody wasn't on my live. So we wanted to make sure, you know, you was really standing on it. But we gonna see you with both of them for sure, Hot Rod and Lockett. But we gonna see you.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't nothing but a raid, man. I mean, hey, take our ass whooping or year one.
Hey, saying too, but hey, you was talking real spicy on that live, bro. Come on now, you know you was.
Man, I told you, I'm gonna post some old hot sauce on it. I am not worried about no fucking Hot Rod and fucking Lockett, man. If they whoop me, they whoop me. But if they don't, then guess what? They ain't got their shit if they don't whoop me. I swear, cause my little goddamn car ain't whoop a fuck, man. God damn, man.
Shit, you got more than Lockett?
How?
How? Lockett ain't even minute tub, nigga. Stock and fishes.
Oh, Lord. Have mercy.
Let's lock in however much you want. We're going to jack that fucking Camaro up and lock it, car. We can jack some bitches up from the back, and I bet he don't sit like you.
And I guarantee this him. Lockett way lesser than me.
Oh, here we go with that shit. Man, go play No Limit.
But
fucking
no,
racist.
Man, what I'm saying, yeah, that's you brought that
go
shit up.
No
you
Limit, man.
Fucking, listen, man, you with the talking shit about some fucking minute. I ain't giving a minute club don't make you go fast.
You walked into my life. I didn't tell you two words. I spoke to you and you went to talking
you
shit.
You called me. Didn't you just call me? I didn't call you.
Oh, you talking about right now, but I'm talking about you can't talk about you gonna flip my people.
Because
it's
fucking crazy.
Defend themselves.
I mean, is they on here now?
Thank how loud on here. Lockett don't play on here like
okay,
that.
Okay, well fucking let him fucking defend himself. Goddamn, I'm ready. Come on, I'm waiting. Hey, Hot Ron, how you doing?
I tell you what, Ron, fuck all that. We can
hey,
do
hey, Hot Ron, how you
this.
Doing?
Now,
okay, that's fine too.
Ain't no fucking bear out shit, nigga.
I mean, if I'm not a bear, then what that makes you?
Fuck. You ain't nobody. That ain't even your car, nigga. So fuck.
That ain't my car.
That ain't your car, nigga.
Okay. All right. Well, if it ain't, I mean, all right. So I see you want to race.
Hey, so Big Man didn't say that was his car, and you agreed on it?
Am I eyeglass?
I don't know that nigga. That was your cheerleader. That was your cheerleader. I don't know.
Really, man?
Well, I mean, we don't care who to call for, honestly. I don't care.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, you bringing up all these skits. I'm not saying nothing. You called me. Actually,
I didn't
it was
call
a
you.
Joke, but
I just wanted to verify some shit and get it right.
Verify what? If you said I wanted your live feed, man, then that should have verified everything, man. If I said I was gonna run Hot Rod, I said I was gonna run it. If I said I was gonna run Lockett, then I'm gonna run Lockett. So I mean, what else?
Hey, but I do got one more question though. I do got one more question for you. One more, because you said Hot Rod was scared to run you at one time. You did say that when you said he getting his feelings or something. But didn't Hot Rod call you out that day when you ran Gigolo?
Hot Rod called me out when I ran Gigolo.
Yeah.
No.
All right. You're right. He didn't. I'm going to post a video on my page where we got it on video when he called you out and you said no, nigga.
Hold on,
now,
man.
A video don't lie.
You
but you're right. He didn't call you out.
The man, my home watch, and he did not want me to race on that road, man. He said we going to...
Man,
this shit down in New Orleans.
Check this out. You had just ran on the road, though. You just ran somebody on that road.
Listen, man. Listen. Is this the fucking Judge Judy or something?
Ain't nobody going to tell me I can't run my car. Ain't nobody going to tell me I can't run my car.
No. He didn't say it like that. He just said, man, if I were you, man, don't let him catch on this slick-ass road. So that was it. So I just left it like that. I just played my card. But I run him at the track. It's not a problem.
Okay.
I run him sad at the track. Since you want to go with this shit over with, I don't run the motherfucker sad at the track, man. No problem.
All right.
On Friday.
All right.
I run him Friday.
I'm sorry I even called you, buddy.
Well, I mean, you called me. I didn't call you because it was funny. I mean, I ain't call you.
I don't have your number, buddy. I don't want your number.
So who called me then? Who called me? Whoever called me must be in their feelings.
Oh, ain't nobody in their feelings. Not behind you. No, not you. Sorry. Try
okay.
again.
Well, do anybody want to do Hot Rod and want to raise this? You said we ain't got to do it for we can do it for the 20th. So do anybody want to raise for the 20th? Hot Rod or like? They're not saying nothing.
All right.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's cool. Get out the feelings, buddy. It's all good. We're going to see
you. I just want to raise.
I salute you for that. I salute you for that. That's what's up. I'm, hey, now, that's what's up. I give y'all a pan for that one. That's what's up. You want a race.
I know I got that bad ass 18. I
got to
try that motherfucker. I'm
going to
try it. I mean, I might can't beat it, but,
see,
I'm there. I mean, that's
on
the border. Me knowing I can't handle nobody
is
trying it, right? And then again,
right, right. Hey, you dropping your nuts. I'm proud. I'm proud of you. I just told you. I'm
going to
keep it
100
with you. That's real shit. That's
what's up. See, I just want to try it. That's all I want to do. I mean, hey, I don't know if I can beat it. You know what I'm saying?
Gee,
I'm
going to
try it, though.
But, right. That, hey, and I salute you for that, buddy. All you can do is win or lose.
Yeah. But you remember what you told me, though? You said you were running in your car. So you're
I would.
If I give you the break.
Yeah.
And you going to fail more.
Because I don't back my words up. Man, that bitch too got, that bitch, whoever car it is, that bitch high, son.
Okay, well, let's
first
get it.
First, y'all got to get the bitch down the track. First, you got to get it down the track.
No. Don't worry about that. You just
I'm not worried.
Keeping yours in your lane, I'm going to keep mine in my lane. So, do you want to try that on the 20th or before the 20th?
On the 20th, Pimper. We didn't already discuss that.
Okay.
We didn't already discuss it.
Okay. Mr. Talk Show Man.
Yes,
what
sir.
What other man that was on here? Yes, sir. Listen. He said we already discussed that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why?
Like you say, it's on my live feed. Like you say, it's on my live feed. My live feed, that ain't going nowhere.
So
oh,
that's
shit.
What I'm saying. So why are we discussing something?
Because
y'all
say
we discussed it.
All right, you said what you said.
So I'm going to do it.
You have a blessed day, my boy. You have a blessed day, man. Be safe. Have a blessed day. Go get the
y'all
right.
Do it for, man, so I can... I'm about to call both of them and see.
Don't worry, I'm going to call both of them and see.
All right, call me back. Call me back, let me know.
All right. Man, y'all please go check my live feeds out, bro.
I'm going.
I just wanted him to clip. Now all of a sudden, Mo out his class. But my words was, did you not say you was not worrying about Mo? Oh, he going to try to. You ain't worried about me, huh? But did you say it? I said, all right. Now you backing the words up because you know this man probably likes to listen to. Don't do that. But it's on my live feed.
He ain't talk to it. They got the same tuna. His tuna probably told him, don't fuck with it.
601-0621,
who we got?
Yeah,
Ed,
man.
Oh, Cody, you
back. I fell off.
All right, there you go, baby. There you go.
Check him off. He agreed to run two of them, though. You said you got to call him and see.
Man, I didn't already talk to him.
They gonna run. We know Lockett gonna run.
We ain't even worrying about that, bro. Trust me. That's the reason why I brought it up. Huh?
Why didn't you go ahead and lock him in?
Because he already know him and Hot Rod already locked in. He already know that. But he always trying to get in front of everybody, trying to be like Hot Rod scared to run him and this and this and that. But Hot Rod didn't already call him out, and we have it on video. We got it on video.
I don't
even
know who it was.
Yeah, we got the video when Hot Rod called him out.
I don't even know who him
or
is.
Ronald.
I don't even know who it is.
Man, boy, these dudes characters, bruh.
And while I sit to the side and mind my business, he saw me on live and came
what
walk
car,
up to me.
What car is you even talking about? What car is it he got?
He got a, well, who, I don't know who to call for. One person said a call for him, and
I don't care
car.
Who owns it or nothing. I'm just asking what car.
It's a Camaro. A burgundy Camaro.
Oh, fuck, that little street car? Y'all want that to run most?
Did you not just hear what he said,
man,
when I asked him,
man,
what you say you wasn't worrying about Mo? When I said, well, Mo and them going to be there, y'all talking all this shit about
you
these cars. He said he was not worried
car.
About Mo.
Man.
He said what
them
he said. I don't know if it was the alcohol. Huh? Ronald said he wasn't worried about Mo. Huh?
So that don't mean he ready to lock in with Mo. Them boys got another car, too.
I never said that neither.
But that's what you're trying to say now, just because he said he wasn't worried about Mo, that they was talking about running him with that maroon car. That ain't scary.
I was talking about the maroon car with Lockett and Hot Rod. All he said was, when I said Mo, he said, I'm not worrying about Mo. So like he just said, Mo out of his class with that car, but when his blue car finished, he'll run Mo. So in other words...
Bring
yeah, exactly.
Up, Chad. Oh, he fell off. He must be in a bad area. He fell off. He'll probably call back in a little bit. No, he said get on his live feed, Cody. He said he was talking noise on his live feed, but he wanted everybody. So hang on.
Yeah, 504 separate cars. Not with the street car.
Well, the way he was talking, about that other call. But he, his chair, you back on?
Yeah.
Give it a second.
So my whole thing for me getting him on here, I didn't tell him nothing about neither one of these people calls, none of that. I was just enjoying myself. But every time Ronald see me, because I guess like he feel he can't relate the messages to whoever these people is, he come fucking kicking with me because he know I be around him and I'm with the calls. But I was on my live feed. He had his cup, so I guess he's going to try to say it was the alcohol or whatever. But you come on my live, cussing and calling motherfuckers.
But they talking about two separate cars, not with the street car. They're not going to run Mo with the street car.
Okay. If that had nothing to do, you're not listening. You're not getting what I'm saying. It didn't matter what
you're talking about four
talking
different
about.
Cars. Why they got to talk about one?
I'm talking about four different cars.
You're not getting what I'm saying. Why does what he said have to relay on one car when you're talking about four different cars?
The whole thing was from the beginning was Hot Rod and Lockett. Okay? Get that
Never
part?
Mind. I don't,
he's
I don't
talking
care
about he's
going to
run them with that car. I didn't care. It don't matter what car he was talking about with Mo or whoever else. My whole thing is I wanted him to back up what he was, since he had so much to say, and none of them guys there. Back up what you said.
And he did. He said he'd run Hot Rod.
And I left it alone.
The other car, the other car obviously is not back together yet.
Boy, I got to call your number.
The other car
you
obviously isn't back together yet.
You're back on 346-0394.
Yeah. Hey, all he's trying to do, man, is, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I guess he's trying to make himself look like, but listen, man, I told you, I'm going to run Mo with my car just like Mo got. I'm going to run him in my blue car.
Okay, and whoever on here asking these questions, I told them the same thing. You said that. What did I say? Okay, I left it alone. So, again, the burgundy car you talking about, you will run Hot Rod and lock it with that car, right?
Yeah. Or if not before, if that's what they want to do.
Okay, again, you're not talking about running Mo with that car. That's done, okay? It's done. So, why is it still going on there?
No, you brought it up.
You said
the
one who
called him on the show brought it up.
Yeah, he
brought
it
up.
So, like I said, I'm gonna have three races talk show. I'm gonna have Lockett and Hot Rod and Chad in his goddamn car. So we have the brake on motor. He drives the car, his car. I'm going to drive mine. And I'm going to shoot at it to the 8 mile. That's exactly what we talked about. Right, bro?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I got 3 races on the 20. And I'll be looking for him. Would I lose or win or what? I just won a race, man. I mean, I didn't know that he lost sleep behind it. It was so funny.
I'll never lose sleep, babe. I sleep very well. Day and night, all day if I won't.
I'm just saying,
sir.
I mean, it's all good. I mean, I just
want to
wait.
It is all good. I don't, whoever else on the phone making it like whatever else.
Okay, so how
You're breaking up. When you said your other car, caliber car, that sit like more, you'll do it. That was a done deal. You wasn't talking about the burgundy car, so it was a done deal. I don't know what I told you. It was done. Right or wrong. Now, whoever else got their little fucking cheerleader outfit on for you, they keep making it out of something. It's done.
No, that ain't what you called him on the show saying, and that's Cody saying.
Hey, Cody, how you doing? I know who you are, Cody. Hey, ain't nothing going to change, Cody. Again, he said that caliber car is not there, so that's a done deal. He going to run the burgundy car with Hot Rod and Lock.
That's right. We left it alone.
But you called him
on the show saying keep your chest plated because you said you wasn't worried about Mo or Travis. They were talking
okay,
about
you said
doors.
They didn't mean he was trying to lock in with that car.
No.
I never said, but they were talking about two separate cars. You, all right.
Okay, say it. So is Lockett and Hot Rod really locking? Because you said that you said on here a while ago, like when I got off and I started to make listening, but you said that they tried to lock me in or something, I wouldn't. So I'm ready to lock in. I mean, I've been trying to lock Hot Rod in for the longest, but then he just always gets this goddamn feeling for something. Like I said on your live feed, since you want to bring up the live feed, he always gets this goddamn feeling when I ask him to race. So that's why I left it alone. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not trying to have no problem, man. I ain't worried about the problem.
Oh, it ain't going to be no – hey, we too old
I'm
for that.
To race,
it got to be all that. It's racing.
That's what I'm saying. But,
at the end of the day, we need to get these races off. It's too much back and forth. You scared supposed to be high ride, supposed to be scared, this or that. I'm just saying, it's too much back and forth. It's been going on too long. Get it off your chest. Right or wrong.
Hot Rod is 70 years old. He can talk up for himself. Speak for himself. I've been ready to lock him in. But every time I came on here last time and tried to lock him in because he was telling folk I was scared, and I know I'm not. He'll say some shit and then just act like he ain't never said it. But I don't get mad at it or nothing like that. He gets mad when I call him out. I just want to raise, man.
Right. Hey, that's a
saying that he's scared if he don't want to lock in, that's fine. But don't tell somebody, runner scared to lock me in. No. You scared to lock me in. I'll run that motherfucker side
of it. He on here. So how are you on here tonight?
You the mayor. I'm not. Hey, Ron, I ain't got nothing else to say about it.
All right, he ain't on. If we get him on here before the week of before the race, Ron, we'll get that resolved.
I mean, I tried to get it resolved last time I was on here, sir. Is I'm lying?
Well, it don't matter. You know, some people like to wait to the last minute because they don't want to lock none up in case they got issues. I mean, you do a break clause, but. We'll get it set. We'll get that set.
So,
we understand that.
God damn.
All I was doing was talking shit. We'll get it. You know, I got it written down on my piece of paper. I was going to bring it up the week before the race. I was going to call you.
Everybody can talk their shit, Ronald. I brought it back up to get the race to happen.
Oh, okay.
It's been too long. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I need to get the race to happen. Everybody gonna talk their shit. You're a human being. You grown. You can talk your shit. You're supposed to talk your shit.
But see, that's my point. That was my point, though. If everybody gonna bring it up, hell, he said send a deposit, get a deposit, since you know it's gonna get on.
Yeah, and just quit talking about it. You're right. You exactly right. I sent my goddamn deposit. I tried to send it last time. But see, he always want to know, like, if he asks me how much, and then I might tell him, well, hell, I might feel comfortable with 10. But then if I tell him it, then he'll think I'm picking at him. So that's why I've been just sitting back waiting on him. I ain't going to tell him 10, then the motherfucker get mad at me because I ain't think I'm trying to outbid him. Hey, I might feel comfortable with $10,000.
Well, the only thing I'm saying though is it ain't about the amount of money. I'm neutral. I'm not, and I'm dead neutral. I'm not with neither party. He had you called on the show wondering if you wanted to run Hot Rod or Lock It. One's willing to send a deposit. Both parties send a deposit, and you know both races is going on.
Yeah,
because I mean, from the outside listening in, it sounds like one's scared, the other's proud of it, because there ain't no deposit being sent.
No. I promise you, I ain't the scared.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Right. I understand. But
like,
if both parties
want the race to happen, why not a deposit get sent to a neutral party like Mo or? Boom, they're both good DP men, and get that shit locked in. You know for a fact it's going down.
Cool, you know what?
I am ready. I will send my credit card number to them. They can take whatever the fuck they want to take off that motherfucker, because I'm ready to get this shit over with.
That's what I'm talking about, then. Thank you.
My debit card number, I will give it to them on here. I don't give a damn. Still ain't gonna fucking hurt me. But I wanna fucking run him. I gotta run him. I got to.
Oh, I understand that. And they called you on the show. You ready to send that deposit.
They
called you on the show wanting to make sure you're gonna wanna run. So why is not the deposit set with a neutral party?
That's right. And I'm ready for all this. And if the Lord don't call me in, I will run him on the 20th. I promise you. That's from the good Lord above. I'm gonna run him. And I'm gonna try to beat I'm gonna try to gap him. That's what I'm gonna try to do. Because he better be trying to gap me.
Dad, the other party's ready to send a deposit.
I'm gonna talk with him. Him and Hot Support already had their discussion anyway, so I don't know what their discussion was with that.
No. We ain't never had no discussion. Every time I try to lock him in, he get mad. Because he'll be thinking I'll be picking on him. But he'll go out in the street, and he'll tell people that I'm scared of him. Just like when you just come to me with that. So now, once again,
Cody been saying some real shit on here. Cody, did I pick at him saying he didn't want to run Hot Rod?
Listen. I'm not saying you picked at him talking about wanting to run Hot Rod. But you called him on the show, the main reason why
I called him.
But you cut me off.
Go ahead.
You called him on the show asking if he was still going to run Hot Rod or Lock It. This man's ready to send a deposit. Listen, this is grudge racing. Without a deposit, it is nothing but words said. Until a deposit sent, there's nothing for sure going on.
Well, my homeboy is down there. He live in New Orleans, and I can get it. If I can't get it, I can get it to whoever the fuck live in New Orleans. I can get it to them forever. However much they want to do it for. I promise you I can get it there in a matter of minutes. So, Chad,
okay. So, Rhino.
Dude,
maybe not.
Huh?
My whole thing is, and I think that's why Cody missed me. From when you saw me at the track and came to me talking to me, you were saying, you know, you're going to fuck Hot Rod up. And you want to catch fire. My whole key was me saying, bringing it up was to get you to stand on it. Well, it's on a TV show that you want to fuck Hot Rod and lock it up. The call was for because they saying, you know, they didn't hear it on the live feed.
No, no, no. Listen, listen. I'm not making this.
Hey, this hot. Who's trying to lock up?
What I'm saying is, who's trying to lock up?
No, this hot. I'm on here now.
Nothing said on a live feed or nothing matters. Until a deposit said, nothing said
matters.
But
you're not getting why the phone call was made, Cody. He's saying he going to fuck my people up. So I wanted him on here.
He's saying he's going to fuck my people up.
Real talk.
Let me tell you something.
When you saw me at the track, All you had to do is speak and left me alone. You come on my live with that shit talking about
and
my
so we have
I'd be a bitch ass nigga
fun.
Not to have said nothing, nigga. You got me
it
fucked up,
no
man. And I'm head one head behind Mo, Travis, Hot Rod, Lockett, any one of them. Nigga know how I'm coming. Fuck how you feel.
Man,
you say you gonna
dude,
fuck
I
my people up? It would have been the same way if I came on your live and said I'm gonna fuck Cody up for this and this and that. You gonna go tell Cody. You think Cody not gonna come address it? I was supposed to address it, nigga.
Listen, you get mad over something that is a fucking race, man.
Mad about a motherfucking thing,
it
man.
Ain't no motherfucking
but
race.
Don't come on here, Cody, trying to say like, oh, this different caliber street cars and this and that. Well, if that's the case, nigga, I'm a real street car.
You finished?
And I promise you this, you won't get that, bitch. With your race
I
car,
won't get
it deserves. I don't give a fuck who it's for.
Why you
anything can happen at that fucking line, nigga.
Yeah, you right, but listen, no. Anything that you see me in there is mine, man. I drive it, bro. That's mine. I don't care what nobody else.
It's good. It doesn't matter, my nigga. But at the end of the day,
I mean,
y'all gonna see one car out of Mo class, but I'm not your class. It don't matter. But then you came on my live feed. I didn't tell you nothing at that track. You came on there talking stupid about my people, and they wasn't there to defend themselves. So I wasn't supposed to say nothing?
Man, about racism. You took that, and you lost sleep behind it. It was a joke to me.
It was a joke to me. My whole thing is, that's why we called you on the show for you to say,
okay,
again, I want
now
clear, I want to declare it around him that you said
okay,
you're going to fuck him up. It's
watch
racist. It's talk shit. But yet, Cody
okay.
come put his hoosin in, right? It had nothing to do with us. We were good. We laughed. We talked all that night after the shit.
Listen,
we talked about it. When you said the Burgundy car was out of Mo class, you'll run him with your new car coming. What did I tell you, Ronald? I say, all right, cool. It's done. I'm talking around.
So you decide.
Ronald, I said it was done, right or wrong. So you said what races you have. I said it's done. So he come with the shit that it's talking about. Oh, that car, a street car? You wouldn't even know. You don't know what me and Ronald was talking about. So what? That's the whole key. You getting into something, you don't know the whole fucking thing.
Okay.
Nigga, that's why you got two eyes. What? One, what? No, what? Two ears. Listen, shut up sometimes. You had nothing to do with that. You didn't know what happened, what was going on. But
right.
Then when the hearts get on here, oh, it's all changing around now. All right, you lock in. Good. Everybody, anybody can lock in. The shit been going on too fucking long with him and Hot Rod. But then sometimes he say Hot Rod never called him out. We got a video. He said why he didn't run Hot Rod. I told him. That's cool. All right, well, that's what it was. We left it alone. I kept going on with it. Trying to put sticks on
wanna,
shit.
I don't want to play my car up, and then I have this piece, and I don't want him to play this car up. His truck up, and he have this piece. So that's why I said, we just get out here and wear his stick at, and see, make the best man win.
Rondo, all that's understandable. But you see what I'm saying? It ain't about what you did or you caught. It's race. I call motherfuckers out. It's racist. You gonna shit talk. You said what you said, what I told you, Robin. You absolutely right. You agree. But Cody won't be fucking John Judy trying to be a fucking lawyer, detective, FBI agent trying to get to the tier shit and put sticks on shit. That's what I'm hot about.
Hey, I don't know nothing about neither. I don't know nothing about neither one of them. Nor do I give a fuck. But ain't nobody else locking nothing in. Ain't no other action going on. Ain't nobody else locking in. Ain't no other action going on. Why are you in your feelings?
Man, I don't have feelings. Them bitches been going. My daddy died, nigga. Core feet. They been gone.
Your blood pressure's through the roof.
No, they're not.
For no
no
reason.
They're not.
That's what I'm saying. For no reason.
He just do some bitch ass shit. That's why. That's why. That was some bitch ass shit.
I can really go there. Who, me or Cody?
Cody.
So what's that? I'm just saying, that's why I'm telling you,
Ronald, when we had our talk and you said that the Burgundy car was, you know, not in Mopan when you get the other car, what did I tell you? I said, all right, you absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's the done deal. You sat there and said, but for sure, I want to race Hot Rod and Lockett. I said, no problem. I'm going to hit them up.
I said, fuck it, if that's the case, we could do it before the 20. We all agreed we was called, we were good. It's nothing with you, Rob. I told you that. It's nothing with you. But he trying to put it like if, I guess, what the call was for. The call was for because when you came on live, you know, you saying you're going to fuck my people. It's vice versa, Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
If that was me, you wouldn't have joined your people.
Right.
You would have wanted to like, well, let y'all hear just how that nigga talked to me, saying, oh, he going to fuck Rob.
Right.
After we cut my live feed off, we sat outside each other on the start line laughing and talking right or wrong.
Yeah, are you right about that? I mean, we always
Big Boy the whole night. Me and him was walking around, laughing and talking. It's nothing. It's nothing. We knew it was shit and talk. You know, it was shit talking. But at the end of the day,
right,
they gonna feel like whoever else on this talk show. The shit been going on too long. Get the shit over with.
Hey,
you feel what I'm saying?
What
so
it's
me having
talking.
A phone call
so
was to make this shit happen.
For me saying that. That's
man,
what killing life
to
hell.
Me, my dude. Stop talking. I don't want to talk to you.
Hey, I don't care. I don't care.
Well,
you don't gotta
stop
talk
talking to me then. Anyway, Ronald. So, this shit was cool.
Finish
it's
your rant.
You, right?
I'll get on later.
We'll get this other mic open. 985-7937. Who we got?
Man, y'all need to shut the all that off, man.
Phil who?
Huh? What's up, bro?
What's up?
Hey man, you wanna go on I can get my homeboy man send some money, you know what I'm saying, whatever. What you wanna do for about $2,500 something like that?
Been a whole year since I got on this motherfucker. Well, gonna be another whole year.
Hang on. Yeah, hang on, Phil. We trying to get Hot Boy Ronald locked up.
Yeah,
man,
Hot Rod
doing
25
on
Ronald. Hot Boy Ronald ain't no Hot Rod Ronald, whatever his name is, still racing, man.
Hot Rod.
Oh, what's up, Hot?
We try to see if he's still on.
I mean, we could do like a $500 lockup, $525 or $5,000 and gamble. Well, we could do $525 and gamble because I ain't trying to beat nobody. I mean, I just want to race, man.
There
I just want to get the race over with.
Hey, get the race locked. There'll probably be side bets out the
way.
So if y'all want to wait the week of and lock it in,
I mean, I'm fine. If y'all want to lock them up again now, as a rat now, I can get my homeboy to send the money. Or what? Because I don't have cash there. So, but goddamn it, I'll dry it down if I have to. But what I'm saying is, let's just go and get this over with so we can find out who the baddest and who ain't the baddest. And that's gonna explain everything. If I say I'm going to gap him and the motherfucker gap me, then that means Hot Rod Bass. I've been talking shit for nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm locked in ready. If y'all want to get it over with, I'm locked in ready right now.
I've been on the street.
500 on 5,000. Shit, I'm ready.
Don't let that sound out.
Talk to me.
Hey, you can call whatever number you want, but I said we'll lock five on a minimum of 1,000. It's gonna be wherever it's gonna be. It's gonna be more than 1,000, but I'm not gonna call no number on top of that. And if anybody don't like it, tell them to tell you don't reach. Now five on whatever we gonna do, which is gonna be a minimum of 1,000, which gonna probably is gonna be more than that. But I'm not putting no numbers on nothing. We'll talk when we get there,
okay.
But I'll lock you and put in 500 so you'll know that you ain't coming for no bullshit, period.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so what
I – like me.
What'd you say, Cody? Cody, I'm running you too. I mean, me and you already said you want.
Yeah.
We're going to do our little race for $500. I'll run you for the 500 too. I don't – Me and you, Cody,
that's
we'll
what
run
I'm
for
saying.
Five
like,
or whatever.
I agree with that.
Going. And me and you, Cody, you gonna run for five or whatever.
Like me and
at
you,
least five
I know
with
you,
me
person
Cody.
In a race. And if either one of us,
And that's why I ain't pressured no send no deposit, because I know you're a man of your word. I am mine. And, you know, if neither one of us make, if either of us don't make it for whatever reason, it is what it is. You know, we'll catch up another day. But 500,
that's the way I feel too. That's the way I feel too.
500 on 1,000 guaranteed. That's respectful enough, in my opinion, from the outside looking in.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't tripping around. I've been ready for that.
Jimmy on here too, hot and shit. Jimmy said to say he was on here.
All right. Well, yeah, I can get mine. Yeah. I can send mine to Jimmy, man. I know I'm racing Don Mac, and if Rhino gonna lock in, we racing Demorano. So that's period. That's it. I mean, I ain't gonna fuck with him because I don't want saying I be tripping about nothing. We gonna race 500 on at least 1,000 or better with Rhino, and me and Don Magnum already talked. It's gonna be 500, you know, minimum on that, you know, and then we gonna go from there. And then I got another 200.
Exactly. That's
what
I said.
I'm not gonna lock in $5,000 race with one person and then still gotta race two other people. You know what I'm
right.
saying? But
I
if
agree,
you want to get it cleared up, Rhino, we're gonna clear it up.
And that's why I said with you, you know, me and you. Like, it ain't no pressure, and we ain't got to send that to nobody. We know, you know, we eat with it. Hell, we'll do it for that if it ain't nothing but that. As long as we both willing to do it, we'll do it for that if it ain't nothing but that.
We doing it for it. Because I don't like that y'all be coming and y'all want to try to get a race. I'm going to make sure y'all have a race coded, and Ronald, me and you going to race coded, me and y'all going to race, period. Me
look, Hot Rod.
Yep. Somebody got like background, though.
Hot Rod, just like I told you when y'all come to Prentice, I said, shit, we ain't got to do it for nothing. Y'all already here. If y'all looking for a race, you know where we at. Just come find us.
Yep.
You know
so
what I mean?
It's all
it
so that's two.
It don't matter.
That's two.
Yeah.
All
right, it don't matter.
Well, Rhino, we good with it, Rhino, and
okay.
We good with it, Cody.
Yeah,
Rhino,
yeah.
if we gotta send the money to somebody, the 500, I'm willing to do that. That way you know it's square and we good and we ain't gonna fuss about it. We good.
Let me know where I'll send my money
to Jimmy.
You know me.
Oh, I know.
You good, Hot Rod.
Yeah, yeah, we good, Cody. We good. But so Rhino will know, I can get my money to Jimmy, and that's going to be just what it is. The race will get locked up, Rhino, so me and you can clear that up. We'll send $500 to whoever.
Let me get Chin. I'm going to call Nip. I'm going to call my little nephew and see if I'm going to get Chin to bring the money over there. And or
it's
either,
all good.
Like I said, it don't even matter.
Let me know.
Yeah.
We good.
But the race,
good.
Locked,
good.
Though. Everybody on the phone. Everybody on here, the race is locked. We're going to run Hot Rod for a minimum of $1,000, so it's locked.
Yeah.
And if I don't run him or he don't run me, then, yeah, we owe each other $500. All right.
Somebody owe the other one $500, but now you did. Hey, now
yeah.
I ain't gonna be mischievous and say you did say that I wouldn't run you, and if I did run
you, I
mean,
you, but that was then, man. I mean, that was talking shit. I mean, yeah, I was trying to.
Oh,
get
that
you
was
to,
then.
I was
huh?
trying to get you to race it, but you know.
It's all good, right? It's all good. We racing,
yeah.
Man. We racing.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
That'd be good. I ain't gonna
yeah,
stop the race. We racing. All right.
Yeah.
We good.
All right. Now, Cody.
Yeah.
Cody, you on here?
Yeah.
Cody on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
hey,
that's how it's supposed to be doing. That's grudge racing.
Yeah, but guess what? You the one drive Don Mac truck on.
I don't know. I might let my son drive it.
I'm going to show your black ass up, too. You might well be passing down there, too. Sadly. I'm going to get on your ass, too. On the 20.
Oh! Damn.
What?
They going to fuck you, too, I'm
Hey,
well, what?
Hey, I appreciate you taking up for me and everything, and I love you for that and everything. I'm turning your ass up too, goddamn it.
What, that maroon car?
Yes, sir.
You better turn that bitch up.
I am. My dad owns a body shop. My dad owns a body shop. We already got about 3-4 Camaro body.
You better
body.
Find something you ain't seen yet.
No, I was just talking shit, Cole. I can't fuck with that. Fuck no. I was just talking shit. Trying to make the night.
I'm just messing with y'all. Yeah, I'm just messing with y'all. It's all in fun, man. I don't want nobody to take me personal. Hell, it's all in fun.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You're trying to get it hyped up, man, because there ain't a whole lot of hype left in the little bit of racing world we all left in. There's no time world.
No.
I mean, it's dying.
Everybody trying to knock their head off all the thousands. That's what everybody want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't running my, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's fun, man. I mean, if you bill it, I mean, if you can't spare at least $1,000 to raise or something like that, man, no, it's shit, man, you're going to cost me $5,000, $10,000 to run my car. Well, shit, it ain't going to be many races.
Man, look.
No, 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 no
thing. There ain't no kind of hype you'll get in any kind of class race versus a grudge race. I love it. And I don't take none of it personally, but I try to keep it hyped up because it's dying.
Yep, it done so good.
Yep.
Everybody wants to talk. Everybody wants it. But, you know, and then, you know, like I was saying, you know, I mean, I just want to race, man. I can't never have fun with my damn blue car, so I bought me a new street car that's goddamn have fun, you know what I'm saying? Hit the motherfucker out there and run a goddamn 1280. I'm just as happy as I want to be, because that blue car that I got ain't never been down the fucking track. So, hey, I'm happy just to go down the track.
That's right.
But I see y'all over 20, man. He's going to try to have fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Good deal.
What about, what his name is with the Mustang, the 508 Mustang? What they call him? Black Jesus or something? Is that Black Jesus? What they call him, Black Jesus?
Oh, Jesus.
The tall dude got the blue.
Black Jesus.
Oh, that's Black Jesus. Brian or Breon James.
Brian.
They call him Black Jesus.
Yeah. I might have to try his black ass shoe when I get in there. I might
be
shooting the
Mimi and them sometime be listening on here. Eric and Mimi, if y'all listening, chime in. That's the mom and father. So they'll get him on here. But
I might try.
They might not be on tonight. But that's all right. Now, you know we're going to write this down. We're going to bring this up next week. Talk about you was talking about Brian on the show.
Okay, that'd be fine.
I'll
be lighting them phones.
So, hang on. Somebody chime in. 504-0183. Who we got?
Who are they looking for Black Jesus?
You don't fucking worry about that. You can get him on this fucking phone.
My name is
that boy Ron on that hot rod gonna run.
Hold on, Ron.
Yes, sir.
You might get some mail, bro. Well.
Oh, okay. Well, but guess what? Now I'm gonna tell you something. Now, sometimes my mailbox on my at the end of the road, you know, we don't have a flag on it, so sometimes it do be up. But you gotta slow down. Don't be scared to throw it in there, but just slow down, and then you'll see my little mail flag standing up. No, man, don't just pass the mailbox at 100 miles an hour and then try to throw it in there. It ain't going to work. So, hold on. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you,
bro. I accept all mail. Gmail, all type of mail.
Boy, you're beating on yourself like King Kong and this motherfucker, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Black Jesus might just answer your call.
Okay, well, like I said, if he ain't on here this time, we get together on the next call. So, we see if we can get some going.
This talk show got another hour, 15 minutes. Y'all got enough time?
Oh, okay, let's see, y'all. Somebody try to get him in here. See if I can get him in here.
Oh, shit.
Yep, we're going to get somebody else.
Cody.
Yes, sir.
Don't make me come to Lucas, baby.
Say what?
Don't make me come to Lucas, baby.
You can go wherever you want to Saturday. I'm going to be fishing.
Oh, okay. Don't make me come to the lake and get on that ass. you want me to go get me a boat? Here, we go down through there by the lake.
What y'all catching, Cody?
And,
catfish.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Y'all keep going.
A big mouth bass.
Hell no. I'm going to be throwing jugs and drinking beer. I ain't working no rod and reel.
Are you jugging or you noodle? Most people do the noodles
down
here.
Yeah, jugging. Yeah, same thing.
He just had the damn gall rodeo down here.
Oh, yeah.
Past weekend. 135 pounds. I don't get it if I want it.
Damn. He's pork plump on the bottom.
Yep.
Y'all ain't talking to me.
Yeah, we talk to him. Black Jesus.
Whoa, Jim. Hello?
Yeah.
Rhyme, there you go.
Yeah, what's going on, Black to me?
Rhyme, what's
I don't know, man. Y'all, you want to try something in the first 30 minutes?
I can't hear you. You're low.
Hold on. I'm trying to get fucking
y'all low.
Breaking up.
And you breaking up, Ronald.
Hold on. Y'all hear me now? That was my daddy's shot.
A little bit.
I can hear you a little bit.
You on the MP?
Yeah,
I can hear you a little bit.
Yeah, Black D. Yeah. Black D, you want to try something on the corner, man?
Hell yeah. You got to see me.
Oh, okay. How much I need to bring you down there with me?
Whatever you feel like.
Oh, no. I can't afford all that, man. Just a couple of greens.
I'm just saying
like
whatever you feel like. You can do 15 and gamble, whatever you feel like. Just let me know.
Okay. Are we going to do the back tie and all that good stuff when we talk about this?
No, we're going to head the fuck up out the back door.
Oh, no. I don't do the only back door I go out of with them damn women back door. I ain't going out the back door. Hell no. the only back door I go out
of. Oh, man. Head up 8 Mile Pro Tree. Fuck, I turn out.
Back tie with the last thing you told me.
Man, you not getting nuts. That offer is off the table now. You took too long to answer.
Dang. Back,
you should have took one out of offer.
Hey, I got a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah, I believe we might do that head up. I need a new light there. New light. Yeah, we might do that, man.
Just let me know that.
Yeah. Well, you coming anyway, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there.
So everybody on here, so now I got, you think Lockie going to be there too?
Hey, don't worry about that. Hey, Ron, what time you want to do it, man? So we can, since I know you're trying to get a lot of people in, so we going to do it first?
Yeah, we'll do it first, but man, we'll let it cool down, man, because it's kind of hot out there, man.
Is most still on here?
Yeah. I don't care what time it is. We can do it early.
If we're going to do it first, we can do it early. I mean, I'm with whatever. Let's get it.
Okay.
You got about a roundabout. You got a roundabout time, so we won't be just
track hot at 7 p.m. y'all. Track going hot at 7. So
7 p.m.
Would you say round 7:30? 7:30 round?
Yeah, around
7:30,
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something
like
that.
All right.
That
works.
There you go.
And then all right. Then at 7 at 8:01, so they're gonna take me but a second to do you. At 8:01, Black Jesus, I need you up there.
Damn.
Jeez. I like your energy.
So at 8:01, after I run hot rod at 8 o'clock, at 8:01 I need you up there, sir, cause that's how fast that term is gonna be. I'm taking 1 second to go.
Hey, all right. Now see how you talking. Look here. See how you talking, Soon after you go through the motherfucking beans and you come back around, I don't hear nothing. I need to cool off, I need to do this, man.
No, I'm just talking shit. Hey, listen, I might fuck around and leave and hot rod whoop me and get what I'm going to do. I'm going to go straight out down to the bottom of the goddamn plane. See, I ain't going to never let out that summer. So I'm going to get on I-55 and head it back to the
hell. I ain't going to never let out that
summer. You got a road out.
If you follow that road, you can get out the back way.
Hey, I'm going
to let hot rod run you off like that, man.
Man, hot rod beat me like that. I'm gonna keep straight. He's like, damn, why that motherfucker ain't stopped the turn? I'm gonna be steady going out in that goddamn field.
Fuck. Hot rod should go in the funky trailer back there. Then
I'm about to tell you, hot rod should go fuck that motherfucker.
Quick, load up, easy, huh? Just go ahead and fuck
what they say on Fast and Furious. Oh, he's taking it to the car wash.
Hey, I changed the tires on that motherfucker and pull him out the back.
Hey, he's going all the way through the back there. Got that pond back there going around that man's property. Come out on the other side of the highway.
That pond to get the
yeah,
I'm at
the early tire, man. I'm finna do a little work, man. I gotta get my daddy. So, man, y'all take it easy. And
go ahead.
All right, I'll see y'all.
Good deal. All right.
All
right, man.
It's going down.
I'm looking for y'all. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. Don't hold an ass a mile, Lee. Don't hold no fucking ass. Get out there and do your thing. No holding that. That's sort of like what? It is, baby.
No holding hands, huh?
Yeah. Don't get out there and say, oh, wait, hold up. My car did this, my car did that. No, get your ass up there on that line. Let's lock it in. No issue. Lock it in.
Fucking well.
You already know, baby.
Where your lady Fumika at, man?
I thought so. I don't want her no more.
Oh, Lord. You must have told Mississippi was sweet, huh?
Yeah. I find me something better. I don't want that.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for
me a sippy girl. Y'all know what a sippy girl is?
I get I give her the juice. Juice for half. Well, I don't want that.
Uh-oh. I don't know. They go off the road. Somebody else go off the road. They know where I'm going with this. Those who know.
Uh-oh.
I'm not fighting over a dog, not all dogs.
Ooh, I hear you, pimping.
We got too many dogs out there to be fighting over. I don't need that.
There you go.
What? You the one said read it. Somebody was filing you.
I want somebody that's gonna go to the hole in the wall. That's what I want.
Uh oh.
My mistake. That must be drunk. I'm gonna have the best wig on the 20, so y'all can tell Mika.
Wait, huh?
Yeah, I'm having a wig too. Y'all can tell that Mississippi gal, that sippy gal.
You gonna snatch that wig, man?
It ain't gonna be that nice. Check it out.
Oh shit. Oh. I gotta see this one, boy. I ain't lying.
I need to know who gonna lock in with Mo G. That's what I want to know. Who gonna lock in?
Your daddy.
Which one?
How many daddies he got?
I tell you one thing.
Y'all talking about who? If you talking about who, I think you talking about November. Ain't that fall? When November comes, come out there Friday night or Saturday morning. We'll see.
Oh shit! November.
Come out where?
Y'all know where I'm talking about. Coming down from there.
Boy, your daddy got everything. If you're talking about me, he got everything in race.
The last NHRA race.
NHRA?
My
car, he got NHRA stickers on it right now. I used to run Super Street.
Yeah,
what's
this
now? This is
sitting on
Jack
Sands in the air like a Wilson in a sense. I don't know how long.
I ain't understood nothing.
When the next time you hit the start button on that
rant. See, that guy said, every time a man got his child graduating the field, you can't keep going. He's on the play. If I want anything out here, your dad, I'll slap it out you.
Well, you need to blow the duck now. Blow, go back there and blow your, take them out where the folks are talking and call. Blow something off. That's what
hey, I'm doing. Daniel, sit down and get your dad in the hit. Whenever the fuck you
well,
is.
while doing that pretend wheel thing you got in the back of the shop and put it on a four wheel. He's been in the
going to win the ball, going nowhere. What's that crap every day on the street? Forget what? Yeah. You talking with your dad. You talk to your dad and say, boy, I'm going to grab them boys away. You know, I got enough of love for y'all.
I got love for you,
too, man. A streetcar. Rob a gas. Go to the gas station and put 95 in there. Oh, 93? Damn, I said 95. Damn, I'm about to go to 200. Good thing I got corrected. 93. And that motherfucker go down that road on the pump. Hey, get your daddy on the talk show one night and let us know.
You don't mess with my talk show. You don't know nothing about that.
What can teach him? What? A student can't teach a teacher what? He ain't no professor.
What you do with that big old, that white old what's it called? What's that called on the
corner? Are you talking about my truck?
That white old
oh, I beat the bitch on the fucking six cylinder you got. You got to stand on that. That's how you tie that shit, you had to pull your horn. Hey, because you my friend and my brother from a different mother, I put you home. I should have called Boo Boo to make that fucking money.
I tell you what.
I'm tired of messing with my brother from a different mother.
Boy, that sentence that gym.
I fucked up. What happened?
Boy,
in front of
that gym.
Yeah, that gym. I'm fucking with moonshine. That's what you don't know right now. But see, that's what I'm talking about. Every time I treat you, every time the devil get busy, just send somebody like my other child.
I'm
glad that part of the
what you want
to do. Hey, boy. That parent was driving to get in the car, and NHRA, he got a wallet. He been not getting my way either, because I take that wallet from him. So your daddy ain't a patch on his head. So y'all better stay in your lane.
I'm
going to
stay in your lane. I'll take the one
for you to
sit on gas and I just come out somewhere. What's the matter? The cat must have got his son. You know what I'm talking about. He's sitting on gas and ain't going nowhere.
I don't know what he's talking about. But you know, at Rat Pack South, we keep a full house. Well, I got a special guest want to tell you something. Hold on.
We gonna bring that tired ass truck out there.
What you want it?
Tonight, come on, bring that tired ass truck around the shop right now. Man, bring your truck right now. You and them big ass ears. Y'all bring your truck around here right now. Come on. Mr. Sam's looking ass motherfucker. Bring your fucking truck around here right now.
The man said, pooch, be gone.
And go to the pit. Go to the pit.
Get out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a fucking GT. Stop playing.
You got to go to your back. Hold on.
Here's somebody else want your ass. Hold on. You want some of that black 1500 on the band tonight?
Come on.
Huh? What's up? Want some of the black 1500? What?
Yeah, come on.
Don't be scared. Lock it in.
Right,
come on by the shop. The truck over there. The truck over there. Come by the shop. Well, you're kidding, Roger. Well, we already know how you is. We don't eat you. I'm going to help you.
I'll tell you,
that Thursday and that Prozac, a motherfucker.
Hey, Travis, sitting on it.
Huh?
Who?
Travis, but
what's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
You ride with me, I'm riding with you.
Ride with me if you want.
All right, bitch. You know it's on business on the top.
All right. You going to reach some boys at the pad tonight?
You going out there?
If you going to reach them, I'm going to come watch. Yeah, I'm going to come.
Going to raise that hand in the pants.
Oh, wait.
Well,
say, you got a couple of chicks I can mess with?
Enough.
Huh? Who?
Dude, the hoe?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who's I'm just saying, look y'all when you come back.
I ain't got no mind.
You used to be the kid. You coming back tomorrow?
Huh? Yeah.
I'll see you around this tomorrow.
All right.
Your brother gonna make it on the 20th, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Keith, you on here?
You think we can get your daddy to come on the 20?
Okay, y'all do go for our sake.
Keith. Let me see if you're on there. Oh, yeah. You got some good news for me or what?
Yep. Don't be tight, but he might make it.
Don't
be tight.
Oh, shit. Hot damn. Hot damn.
You got some good news for me?
Yeah, mine will be done. I'll be there.
All right. Let's see.
I'm going to be burning on the candle. I just walked in the door from burning the candle.
I'm still on the porch, man.
I could have been messing with mine if I had this show.
They got some betting going on the show earlier, huh?
That is good, a little bit, man. Shit. Get some good braces off.
If I pick on High Rod, he want to jump all over me. I say, man, I don't know. High Boy Rama got him scared of what? I kept hearing him say, hot on here. Damn, where hot at? He don't never back off like that.
Man, it's getting late, boy.
Sounds good, then. Oh, man.
Man, what little brother gonna be out there too, huh? Or that's just his face.
Who is that?
Daniel.
Well, I don't know. Hey, let's see.
I heard you're supposed to be out there.
Oh, shit.
Now, you know, rumors fly. That's why I'm asking you. If anybody knows, it'd be you.
What?
I'm asking you because if anybody would know, it'd be you.
Oh, one time he said he was. I don't. I ain't never heard nothing yet. He might be trying to get it there.
I gotta call and see if we can get an RV spot for it too late. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Right.
Where y'all went? Everybody got it off? It's quite quiet.
No, it's still on here.
I tell you what, once we take Mississippi to the Jordan, Mississippi to Jordan, boy, Louisiana gonna have a battle amongst themselves.
Yep.
That's all with the whip on motors now, see all that betting going on.
Everybody doing their little, getting their little precious. Get the Earl precious.
They got super quiet all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. It was quiet like this earlier.